This is KALW in the San Francisco Bay Area. Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with Regional News. According to the San Francisco Chronicle's coronavirus tracking tool, there are 15,189 confirmed cases in California and 349 deaths. Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, there are 3,623 cases and 89 deaths. The San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency is finalizing a plan that will add service to some of its bus lines but eliminate many of the other routes. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
Muni has seen patronage plunge during the last few weeks, as has happened with BART and other Bay Area transit agencies. Usually, Muni sees roughly 700,000 daily rider trips throughout its system. But during the COVID-19 pandemic, according to officials, ridership has dropped as much as 83% on some days. It's not all routes. Some serving medical centers or concentrations of essential workplaces have seen added ridership in the past few weeks. Those routes will be preserved or possibly even bolstered this week, while others are expected to be dropped. The new plan for Muni will go into effect tomorrow and Wednesday. Wait time for buses are expected to increase today. A spokesperson said in an email that all current lines will be in operation as the week begins, but there will be fewer operators on those routes. Altogether, Muni operates about 80 bus, light rail, historic streetcar, and cable car routes. All but the buses have been shut down in response to the coronavirus crisis. Officials say the latest cutbacks are more about safety and social distancing than about plummeting passenger counts and associated money losses. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney for KALW News.
You can find the latest information about Muni routes at KALW.org. One of California's first active COVID-19 coronavirus field respite centers is located at the Santa Clara Convention Center, and they took in their first two patients yesterday. This center is operated through a contract with the state. The field respite center will increase the county's capability and capacity to treat residents diagnosed with COVID-19. The converted convention center has 250 beds plus supplies and medicines delivered by the National Guard to serve patients with less acute COVID-19 symptoms. This will free up hospital beds to treat more seriously ill patients.